Hey there, it's Will Salatan from The Bulwark. You know, Friday was a really rough day for Donald Trump because some people really close to him let him down. Of course, I'm talking about the Supreme Court, which ruled against him on tariffs. And what's sad is this is just the latest in a long, long line of people who have betrayed our president. So today, I hope you'll join me as we try to understand why so many people have turned their backs on this good, kind-hearted man. So let's start with the court. On Friday, six justices struck down the tariffs. They ruled that under the Constitution, Congress, not the president, Congress has authority over tariffs. And Trump got really mad about this because, I mean, how are we supposed to win trade wars against all these other countries when they have dictators who can do whatever they want and our president has to go to Congress or the people for permission, right? But what really pissed off Trump is two of the justices, two of them who voted against him are people he appointed. And here's what he said about them after the ruling.
I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country. They're just being fools and lapdogs for the rhinos and the radical left Democrats, and not that this should have anything at all to do with it. They're very unpatriotic and disloyal to our Constitution.
Whoa, unpatriotic and disloyal to the Constitution. See, that's how Trump thinks about America. If you vote against what he wants, you're voting against America, because he is America, right? And then after Trump said that, a reporter asked him about those two justices who voted against him.
Justices Gorsuch and Barrett, are you surprised in particular by their decision today? And
I am.
Do you regret nominating them?
I don't want to say whether or not I regret. I think their decision was terrible. Yeah. I think it's an embarrassment to their families. You want to know the truth, the two of them.
An embarrassment to their families. Wow. I mean, just for context, here's how Trump introduced Justice Barrett's family when he nominated her to the court 5 years ago.
Come on up, family. Come on up, family. Congratulations, Amy.
Nice family, right? But now, because she didn't vote with him on tariffs, he says that family should be embarrassed because that's the kind of guy he is. And those two justices, they're not the first people who failed to show Trump the gratitude that he obviously deserves. For example, here's another person Trump appointed in his first term.
Accordingly, it is my pleasure and my honor to announce my nomination of Jerome Powell to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve.
But now, that same guy, Powell, is letting down the president. Here's what Trump said about him on Friday.
We have a very incompetent Fed chairman who likes high interest rates. For political reasons, he likes them.
Political reasons. Trump says Powell is refusing to do what Trump wants on interest rates for political reasons. And here is a social media post where Trump explains the reason. He says Powell is, quote, against Trump. In fact, when Trump spoke a month ago at the World Economic Forum, he complained that people like Powell have a nasty, nasty habit of pretending, they pretend that they'll do whatever Trump wants. And then once they actually get the job where they're supposed to be independent, like the Fed or the Supreme Court, they get all standoffish and uppity.
Problem is they change once they get the job. They do, you know, they're saying everything I want to hear. And then they get the job. They're locked in for 6 years. They get the job. And all of a sudden, let's raise rates a little bit. I call them, sir, we'd rather not talk about this. It's amazing how people change once they have the job. It's too bad.
Can you believe that? Trump, who gave Powell his job, calls him up and says, hey, I appointed you. I want you to lower the interest rates. And Powell tells him it's inappropriate. What a jerk. I mean, Powell, I mean, obviously he's the jerk. But get this, there are people in Trump's party, Republicans, who defend Powell. One of them is Tom Tillis. He's a senator from North Carolina. And he has the gall to complain just because Trump launched an investigation. Okay, well, a phony investigation, but still an investigation to get rid of Powell. Here's what Trump said about that last month.
Senator Tom Tillis says that the subpoena, the grand jury subpoena to the Federal Reserve Chairman was a little excessive. What do you think about that?
Well, that's why Tom's not going to be a senator any longer, I guess.
Ouch. See, Tillis is getting in the way of what Trump wants. And so Trump, in response, says, well, then get the hell out of Congress. In fact, here's Trump 2 weeks ago bragging that he's getting rid of this uppity senator.
Look, I've been fighting Tillis for a long time, so much so that he ended up quitting.
But Tillis is just one of several Republican senators who have pissed off Trump. Here's Trump last month speaking in Michigan, which happens to be where Mitt Romney, the former Republican senator, was born.
We got some real losers. Mostly great, but I wouldn't use the name Romney because I'm in his sort of territory, but so I would never use that name. But all right, I'll use it.
And Trump also complained about Rand Paul. He's a current Republican senator from Kentucky.
They don't have a Mitt Romney that votes against everything. They don't have a Rand Paul that votes against everything. I got him elected twice. He was stone cold loser. I went to Kentucky where I won by a lot. I did a rally for him. Then I did another rally. He won. Then I went the second time. He won. Then he votes against all the time. It's just crazy. I don't get it.
See, there it is again. Trump was so nice to all of these people, Justice Barrett, Jerome Powell, Senator Paul, and then these losers and morons, they still vote against him. And Trump says, I don't get it, because to get it, you would have to believe that people in government are supposed to exercise independent judgment. And then in that same speech, Trump listed several other ungrateful Republican senators who voted against giving him unfettered authority to do whatever he wants in Venezuela.
And you have Lisa Murkowski and you have Susan Collins, disasters. And you had a gentleman from Indiana that I don't believe it, Todd Young, he voted against.
And it's not just the Senate. In the House, there are other ungrateful Republicans who betrayed Trump. Okay, the obvious ones are Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. They served on the committee that investigated January 6th. Here's what Trump said about them in an interview last month with the New York Times. Here's the transcript. They're losers, he said. They aren't even Republicans, because, of course, you can't be a real Republican if you vote against Trump. You're just a traitor. And speaking of traitors, how about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Remember, she used to be Trump's biggest fan, but now that she got all offended just because Trump won't release all the Epstein files, Trump calls her Marjorie Traitor Greene. Here's what he said last week.
All right, tell us about your trip to Rome, Georgia on Thursday, your trip to Marjorie Taylor Greene's old district.
Well, we have a lot of people that want to take Marjorie Traitor Greene's place.
There he goes again. Traitor. She's already left Congress, and he is still kicking her. Okay, here's another House Republican who's also pushing to release the Epstein files. And Trump is going after him, too.
We have a couple of Republicans. Massey, Thomas Massey, always votes no. He's like, something wrong with the guy. If you have any clinical psychiatrists in there, maybe go check out his mind. But he always votes no. He's a very bad person. He's a very bad Republican, bad American. When you always vote no, just vote no.
See, Massey is a bad American because he cares more about releasing the files than he does about protecting Trump. In fact, Trump said it right here in this post on Truth Social. Massey has been totally disloyal to the president. So Republicans, according to Trump, need to vote Massey out of Congress altogether. And it's not just Congress. Trump also has a problem with Republican governors. Here's one, Kevin Stitt. You can see him right here on the left. He's the governor of Oklahoma. And he's the chairman of the National Governors Association. And right next to him on the right is Wes Moore, the Democratic governor of Maryland. So 2 weeks ago, Stitt did a very, very bad thing. He found out that Trump was refusing to invite Wes Moore and another Democratic governor to a meeting of governors at the White House. And Stitt said that was wrong because, according to Stitt, all governors should be invited. So Stitt withdrew the National Governors Association from endorsing the visit to the White House. And here's how Trump responded. He called Stitt a rhino, which means a Republican in name only. In other words, you can't be a real Republican unless you do whatever Trump wants. And Trump says, he says he saved Stitt from losing his last election to a Democrat in Oklahoma, which is amazing because Oklahoma just released its voter registration data. And you can see right here in this table that there are literally twice as many Republican voters as Democratic voters in Oklahoma. So you can see how Stitt, the Republican incumbent, was definitely going to lose that race if Trump hadn't endorsed him. But then what does this rhino governor do? He stabs Trump in the back by insisting that the National Governors Association has to include Democrats. And the treachery just goes on and on. Here's another Judas, Rod Bray, the Republican president of the Indiana State Senate. 3 months ago, Bray and a bunch of his Republican colleagues rejected Trump's demand that they gerrymander the state.
After months of pressure from the White House, it appears Indiana will not redraw its congressional district. Senate President Rod Bray announced this afternoon they simply do not have the votes to support it.
So how did Trump handle that? Well, here's what he posted a month ago on Truth Social. He said Bray betrayed the president and the Republican Party, and he promised to take him out. And then Trump posted separate messages endorsing Trump loyalists to take out each of the Republican state senators in Indiana who stiffed him on the redistricting. And I know that may seem harsh, but you can see why Trump is angry. Think of all the people who have betrayed him: judges, senators, House members, governors, state legislators, even Republican pollsters. Check out this audio from Trump's interview last month with the New York Times. It starts with a question from one of the reporters.
I would like to ask you about Republican pollsters lately are warning that you and the party is losing ground with young voters, particularly young men who are concerned with job prospects.
Well, I might
and the
be.
Rise
Let me,
of
can
AI.
I have the TikTok thing?
But what would you say to those young
voters?
Well, I'd
say they're rigged polls.
Men.
Look, the polls are rigged just like the writers.
But these are Republican pollsters who are warning your party that you are not
know.
Doing enough
I
to
think,
focus on
I think
American
I'm,
jobs.
I can't tell you. I think I'm very popular.
Rigged. He says the Republican polls are rigged against him. In fact, 2 weeks after that interview, he posted this message on Truth Social. He talks about fraudulent polling. He says it should be a criminal offense. And he specifically includes polls from Fox News. Look, this is clearly the greatest betrayal in the history of the world. House Republicans, Senate Republicans, governors, state legislators, Supreme Court justices, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, people appointed by Trump, so many of them have let him down. And all he asked was that they set aside their hang-ups about fairness and justice and independence and respecting the Constitution. All he asked was that they set aside all of that garbage and just do as he says. And the only way you could possibly justify what all these people have done is to believe somehow that all of them are right and that the bad guy actually is Trump. See you next time.